You're listening to the German language course, Radio D. A joint project of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio. The author is Gerard Meise.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome to episode 38 of your German language course, Radio D. You may remember that Philip drives an old car. Now, it often needs to be fixed, as is the case today. Listen to what Philip is talking about with the mechanic at the garage. Pay attention to the car noises so you can guess what Philip has to have repaired.
Dein Auspuff ist kaputt.
Schönen Tag auch. Na, da ist wohl ein neuer Auspuff fällig.
Ja, leider. Und deshalb bin ich hier.
Und der Scheibenwischer ist auch nicht mehr in Ordnung. Und hier, der Spiegel. Naja, das Auto ist nicht mehr das Jüngste.
Aber wenigstens die Batterie ist neu. Können Sie den Auspuff noch heute reparieren?
Heute noch? Ich glaube, das geht nicht. Ich muss den Auspuff erst genau prüfen und dann die Teile bestellen. Bitte gehen Sie doch ins Büro. Das ist da vorne gleich rechts. Meine Frau soll Ihnen einen Termin geben.
Und wie teuer ist das Ganze?
Das kommt darauf an. Also ungefähr... Einen Moment bitte. 100 der Auspuff, Arbeitszeiten, 2 Stunden, machbar. Also circa 200 Euro, der Spiegel circa...
Oh je, 200 Euro.
Dann soll ich wohl nur den Auspuff machen.
Ja, nur den Auspuff.
The loud noises have doubtless indicated to you that the exhaust, Auspuff, of Philip's car is not working properly. And he has to have it repaired. The exhaust is rattling so loudly it annoys a woman, who draws Philip's attention to the problem on the way to the garage.
Hey Mann, dein Auspuff ist kaputt!
As soon as Philip drives into the yard of the garage, the mechanic also notices that a new exhaust is fällig, which here means necessary.
Schönen Tag auch. Na, da ist wohl ein neuer Auspuff fällig.
The trained eye of the mechanic also notices 2 other things on Philip's car that need repairing. Did you guess that it was the windscreen wiper? Scheibenwischer, that the mechanic tries out.
Und der Scheibenwischer ist auch nicht mehr in Ordnung.
The mirror, Spiegel, also seems to have a problem, but the mechanic doesn't say anything more about that. He just says that Philip's car isn't getting any younger.
Und hier, der Spiegel. Naja, das Auto ist nicht mehr das Jüngste.
Philip doesn't want to hear anything that's wrong with his car. He points out that at least the battery is new and then wants to know whether the exhaust can be repaired the same day.
Aber wenigstens die Batterie ist neu. Können Sie den Auspuff noch heute reparieren?
That will certainly not be the case, because the mechanic first has to find out what parts of the exhaust are broken and then order those that are needed.
Ich muss den Auspuff erst genau prüfen und dann die Teile bestellen.
He asks Philip to go into the office, where his wife is to give him an appointment.
Bitte gehen Sie doch ins Büro. Meine Frau soll Ihnen einen Termin geben.
But before Philip does that, he would of course like to know how much the whole thing, that is, the repairs, will cost.
Und wie teuer ist das Ganze?
The mechanic can't say exactly, as it depends on what is broken in the exhaust.
Das kommt darauf an.
The mechanic can only tell Philip approximately, ungefähr, what it will cost, and quotes the sum of 200 euros. But that is just a rough estimate. A circa Preis.
Das kommt darauf an. Also ungefähr, ein Moment bitte. 100 der Auspuff, Arbeitszeiten, 2 Stunden, macht also circa 200 Euro.
Philip's shocked expression is enough to let the mechanic know that he should only repair the exhaust.
Dann soll ich wohl nur den Auspuff machen.
Philip confirms this and hurries off, still in a rather bad mood, to his place of work, where a new assignment is waiting for him and Paula. But first of all, Philip wants to get his frustration off his chest. Listen to the scene in the office. Pay attention to the city Philip and Paula have to go to, what is said to be going on there, and how they are to get there.
Morgen.
Morgen.
Guten Morgen, Philip. Schlecht gelaunt?
Nein, überhaupt nicht. Ich brauche einen neuen Auspuff.
Du?
Ha, ha, ha. Nein, natürlich mein Auto. Und wisst ihr, was das kostet?
In Berlin oder auf dem Land?
In Berlin natürlich. 200 Euro.
Achtung, Recherche, Recherche. Laser-Terror in Jena.
Das klingt gefährlich. Da müssen wir sofort losfahren.
Und wie sollen wir nach Jena kommen? Mein Auto ist noch in der Werkstatt.
Nehmt doch mein Auto.
Ach, na toll. Da kommen wir nie in Jena an.
Leute, es gibt Autos und es gibt Züge. Kompu, suchst du bitte die Verbindungen nach Jena raus?
Abfahrt 12 Uhr 18. Soll ich gleich die Fahrkarten bestellen?
Keine Zeit. Die kaufen wir im Zug. Tschüss.
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 Philip and Paula have to go to Jena. Jena is situated almost in the middle of Germany, in Thuringia. It is a former center of German culture, where Schiller and Goethe were not the only ones to leave their mark. But today's episode is not about these two poets, but about laser terror in Jena. Listen to Kompu's assignment once more.
Achtung, Recherche, Recherche, laser terror in Jena.
Laser terror sounds dangerous. That's why Paula says they have to leave straight away.
Das klingt gefährlich. Da müssen wir sofort losfahren.
Philip can't imagine how he and Paula are to get to Jena if his car is still at the garage.
Und wie sollen wir nach Jena kommen? Mein Auto ist noch in der Werkstatt.
Philip can only smile wearily at Jan's suggestion that they take his car, which is even older than Philip's. He says they'll never make it to Jena that way.
Nehmt doch mein Auto.
Ach, na toll, da kommen wir nie in Jena an.
Paula reminds the two of them that there are such things as trains. And she asks Kompu to look up the rail connections to Jena.
Leute, es gibt Autos und es gibt Züge. Kompu, Suchst du bitte die Verbindungen nach Jena raus?
Kompu finds a train that leaves at 12:18 p.m.
Abfahrt 12:18.
Philip tells Kompu not to order the tickets online, as time is running short. Philip and Pola want to buy the tickets on the train.
Soll ich gleich die Fahrkarten bestellen?
Keine Zeit. Die kaufen wir im Zug.
Philip and Pola rush to the station and look for the platform from which the train is to depart. Listen to the scene. Why was all their haste unnecessary?
Hier, Gleis 2.
Und? Wo bleibt der Zug? Der fährt doch um 12:18, oder?
Achtung, eine Durchsage für Gleis 2. Der Intercity Express nach Jena über Magdeburg, Halle, Groß-Gering, planmäßige Abfahrt 12:18, hat voraussichtlich 15 Minuten Verspätung.
Tja, liebe Paula, und du hast gesagt, wir sollen mit dem Zug fahren.
If you were still able to remember the adjective late, spät, you were also able to recognize the noun delay, Verspätung. Listen to the announcement over the public address system once more.
Achtung, eine Durchsage für Gleis 2. Der Intercity Express nach Jena über Magdeburg, Halle, Groß-Gering, planmäßige Abfahrt 12:18, hat voraussichtlich 15 Minuten Verspätung.
The train that Paula and Philip want to take to Jena is estimated to be 15 minutes late. But because Kompu has chosen them a rail connection where they don't need to change trains, it doesn't matter. They would even have time to buy tickets. Buying them in the train is a little more expensive. But I don't know whether they did so, because, punctual as ever, our professor is here.
Und nun kommt unser Professor.
Radio D.
Gespräch über Sprache.
Yes, a professor should, of course, always be punctual.
Was that a piece of advice or a request?
At any rate, it is our topic for today, the modal verb sollen, which is used in German when one person gives another person a piece of advice or asks them to do something. For example, Philip says Paula had advised them to go by train.
Sollen?
Du hast gesagt... Wir sollen mit dem Zug fahren.
The car mechanic requests his wife to give Philip an appointment.
Meine Frau soll Ihnen einen Termin geben.
To be precise, that is actually a double request by the mechanic. To Philip to go to his wife, and to his wife to give an appointment to Philip.
And if you want to know whether you should do something, you can ask a question with the verb sollen.
That's right. Listen to Kompu's question about whether he should order train tickets.
Soll ich die Fahrkarten bestellen?
Thank you very much, Professor. In the next episode, you'll hear how Philip and Pola fare with the laser terror in Jena.
Bis zum nächsten Mal, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
You've been listening to Radio D, a German course of the Goethe-Institut and Deutsche Welle Radio.
Und tschüss.